was thinking about this week. If Jesus Christ was running for office, I'm sure most people would think he was a communist or a socialist simply because he wants everything to be equal. Some people, if they heard the story of the parable and maybe took it out of context, would tell people that this is a person who is a bleeding liberal because he wants to have everyone on the same level. He wants everyone having everything equal. It's a shocking story indeed, but it's really not about the economy, and it really isn't about politics. It really is about the economy of grace, which is totally different than the economy of this world. The economy of this world works a certain way, and the economy of grace works a different way. But it is a shocking story if you think about it. And I think the reason why Jesus tells the story is to shock people so that they begin to think. And ultimately, if they think, maybe, just maybe they'll change their mind. So here's the story. A man who is very wealthy has a vineyard. He goes out very, very early in the morning, 6 o'clock, and he finds people who are looking for work. So he hires them for a denarius, which is usually a day's wage. So they work from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. Then he goes out again at 9 o'clock in the morning. He finds other people in the marketplace that are not working. He says, why? Well, no one's hired us. So he hires them, and he does the same at noon, he does the same at 3, and he's so generous that he finds people that are not working at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which is 1 hour before you would call it quits, and he hires those people, and they go into the vineyard, and he says, whatever, I'll do what is right for you, and they go. So when they're called to be paid, the people who went to work at the very beginning of the day, somehow, in their mind, they thought that they would get paid more. When they saw that the people who came in at 5 o'clock and only worked for 60 minutes, 1 hour, when they got a denarius, they thought, well, we know that when he comes to us and pays us, he's probably going to give us more than that. Because these people, they're only there for an hour. But what's shocking is that every single person gets the same pay. And so the word that Matthew uses is grumble. We heard it Sunday, if you were here Sunday, from Luke's gospel, how the Pharisees grumbled against Jesus. Well, the same word. They grumbled. They complained against the owner. Why? Because it just didn't seem fair to them. It's not right that everybody should get the same wages. It's not right that everybody should be paid the same amount because they didn't put in the same time. Now, I know this is not that shocking to us, but to those people in that day, I'm sure it was indeed shocking. So I thought to myself, what kind of story could we construct in our brains, in our minds, that would cause us to say, yeah, that is really shocking. This is really disturbing. So I made up a story. So here's my story. Imagine a U.S. citizen going to the post office early. He's 19 years old. He has a route. He has a lot of work to do. In fact, I have a lot of friends that are in the post office. And one thing that's great about the post office, if you get in early back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they had this thing called a pension. And a lot of my friends are in the post office, and they can't wait to get to 55, 60, whatever it is, to get that pension. So imagine some young guy, 20 years old, goes to work for the post office, works 30 years, 40 years, finally gets the gold watch, gets the promise of the pension, and he knows he's going to go into retirement. He's sound. He's safe. And then someone else comes to work. They are illegal. They are an immigrant. They come from another country. They don't have their Social Security number. Somehow they get a job working for the post office, and they only work one day, and they get the same pension. Now, this is just a made-up story. Don't get mad at me. But this is the kind of shocking language that Jesus would use to get something across to people. So what's the story about, really? It's really not about the post office. It's not really about immigration. It has nothing to do with immigration. It has nothing to do with workers in the field. It has to do with the economy of grace. It really has to do what we just sung about a moment ago, Amazing Grace. It has to do with the reign of God. And so what Jesus is doing is he's taking a parable, a story, and he's relating it to the kingdom. And so who are the players in the story? Well, those people who got hired really, really early in the morning, 6 o'clock, and worked the whole day, obviously they are Israel. Israel was called out from all of the nations in the world. God selected Abraham and promised that Abraham would be the father of many nations, that his descendants would be as the stars in the heavens and as numerous as all the sand in the seashore, on the seashore. He wouldn't be able to count them. And so God chose Abraham and chose the prophets and Esau, Jacob, Isaiah, all of these prophets, all of these great men to be called out from the world to be the children of God. So the ones going into the vineyard very early, it's Israel. Israel is meant to work in the vineyard. However, Israel focused on merit, especially the Pharisees. They focused on merit. You know, we've been given the law, we have been given the prophets, we're the ones that are closer to God, and so they represent the ones who went into the vineyard very early. And they became envious, especially of the outsiders. They became envious of the sinners and the tax collectors, as we heard on Sunday. They were envious of the people who came in and were invited to work in the vineyard at the last hour. And so the point of all of this is to show that everyone is equal in the economy of grace. We literally could be working in the church. We could be on the church council. We could be a deacon. We could be a pastor. We could be brought up in the church and put many, many years teaching Sunday school, being involved in the choir, using all of our talents and all of our energy to support the kingdom of God in this place. And then someone on their deathbed who lived a terrible life, who confessed, received baptism, they would be at the same place as all of us. And this is the message of salvation, that it is amazing grace, grace that we definitely do not deserve. So the workers that come in at 5 o'clock are the outcast. They're the Gentiles. See, in Israel's mind, you have the prestige of being Jewish, and then you have, well, pretty much everyone else. And so these Pharisees were looking down at everyone else, and what Jesus was saying is that these people have equal standing with all of us. And this is the complaint. This is the reason why they were grumbling. They say in the parable, "You have made these people equal with us. We worked the whole day. We worked from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night. The scorching of the heat was very tiring, very, very hard to do. And we expected a day's work. But these people show up at 5 o'clock and they get the same pay. You have made them equal with us." And see, this is the point of the story. Grace levels the playing field. Grace levels the playing field. We're all saved by grace. Not one of us can boast. So the question is this fair? It doesn't seem fair. But when you think about it, if we really demand fairness, we should all just go to hell. Did I get your attention? I mean, that would be fairness. Fairness, if we demand fairness, all of us deserve punishment. Those who show up at 6 o'clock, those who show up at 3, 9, 5, whatever the time, all of us deserve God's punishment. So if we really want fairness, we probably don't want it, right? Because fairness will only get us punishment. In the second reading tonight, Paul is talking in Romans chapter 9, probably a chapter you do not want to go home and read. See, I say that because I hope that you'll go home and read it. It is a very complicated, complicated passage, chapter in the Bible, Romans chapter 9. I remember reading it in college and thinking, why, how? This just doesn't make sense. But in Romans chapter 9, Paul is talking about God's fairness in choosing Jacob over Esau in the womb. He's talking about the election of Israel. And he's saying, listen, God can do whatever he wants. It's not up to us. It is not of him that runneth, nor of him that is of his will, nor of natural conception. It is not based on the will of man. it is based on the will of God. Neither one of these persons in the womb, Jacob and Esau, had done nothing good or bad, but God chose Jacob over Esau. Can he do that? Yes, he can. God has mercy on who he has mercy, and he hardens those who he hardens. God's sovereignty. But the point of the matter is, if we are saved, if we have grace, if we have faith, it is something that none of us deserve. And so the point of the parable is letting us all know that we are all equal in grace. He also talks about the fact that there's neither Jew nor Gentile. He talks about the fact that in Christ we're all made new. And this is what's amazing, that God gives us grace, he gives us salvation, and he forgives us. And think about it. Not one of us deserves it. Not me, not you, none of us. Whether we worked our whole life in the church, whether we were a deacon or a secretary, or whether we were on the council, whether we did great things for the Lord, we're still saved by faith. We're still saved by grace. The playing field is absolutely equal. None of us deserve God's grace, but he gives it to us. It was the church father Origen that talked about this passage of Scripture, and he said, you know what? The last person on their deathbed, as they say their last prayer, is worthy of the kingdom as the person who has served their whole life. Because it doesn't depend on works that we do. It simply depends on the grace that God gives us through Christ.